This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and we are exploring the zen of EAA radio.
Oh, imagine a tranquil place.
Yeah.
Full of noisy airplanes.
Your shoes are off and your engines are running.
Yeah, okay. Joining us, let's just get off that line, is Paul Miller and Keith Peterson of the Cardinal Flyers Association.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Quite well.
Now, Cardinal's not an airplane you see that often anymore.
But we do.
Yeah, okay. Every time you go out to the garage. But anyway, yeah. How many are there flying?
Well, we figure about 3,000. It's hard to keep track completely. They get exported, and occasionally we lose one. But maybe 3,800.
We try to keep them all flying.
Yeah. We keep them tucked away because they're special and fun, you know. So,
well, are they a good cargo plane? I mean, they're.
It's more of a family plane. I mean, part of it is because the flight schools don't really like them because they're different, right? They're not a 172, so they don't have parts for them, and they have to.
They don't have that strut to hang on to when you're trying to check the fuel.
But they fly better, and they're easier to get in and out of.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people get into Cardinals when they can't get into a Bonanza or a Baron anymore, right? Because easy big doors, easy to get in, nice view.
Low to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the other nice things is when you're in the pattern, you can look down, obviously, because it's a high wing, but also you can look up in front of the wing. So you just lean forward a little bit and look up, and you can watch the airport come around as you come around the pattern. So,
oh, well, that's handy. Are there retracts, or are they mostly fixed? I know a lot about them.
There's both. They made 1,365 RGs and 28, Paul maybe knows, 28 some.
2856 about fixed gears. I've had one of each.
Oh, and your preference was?
I like them both, but for different reasons. You know, I have the RG now. Actually, I own two RGs right now, but that's an anomaly. One's for sale, if anyone wants one.
Ah.
But I had the fixed gear and fixed it all up and thought it was great. And I thought, well, it'd be good to have the little bit extra fuel capacity. I had turbocharged my fixed gear, but it wasn't fuel injected, so I couldn't run Lena Peak. And actually, Keith came out to visit me one day, and we picked up a trader plane, and we saw that in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, there were two Turbo Cardinal RGs for sale. We said, well, that's too much of a coincidence. So we flew up there from California, and I bought one.
Ah, and the RG's got to be a little faster.
Yeah, they're actually both sort of 145 airplanes. It's just the fixed gear is 145 miles an hour, and the RG's 145 knots.
Oh,
so it's a 50% differential.
Huh? Yeah, take that. The association, obviously, you get together, you keep the airplanes flying, you've got all the connections for parts, you know where all the hulks are, the parts planes.
Well, we're actually fairly fortunate in that the consumables are pretty much the same as for a 172 or a 182. I mean, and Cessna really has been extraordinary over the decades. The most recent example is this carry-through spar business, which really shouldn't have applied to the Cardinal, but a carry-through spar on a 210, which incidentally has the same design wing as the Cardinal, the cantilever wing, broke in Australia under extraordinary abuse conditions. But as a result of that, the FAA kind of broad-brushed it and said, well, everybody with a Cardinal or a 210 in the U.S. had to do all this work to their carry-through spar. And there were a few people that found carry-through spars that need to be replaced. Cessna stepped up and made new carry-through spars, you know, 50 years after they made
the last
airplane.
That's wild. And so they did a full run, and now you've got some spares.
Well, they made about a dozen, I think, the first pass.
We've heard.
People bought those, but they weren't unreasonably priced. I mean, not something you couldn't take it out of your PIN money, but $17,000, whereas, you know, it was like, it might be $50,000, right?
Right.
So this is a level of support anyway. But to go back to the organization, our tagline is for safety, savings, and fun.
Okay.
So we kind of keep everybody safe is always a good first goal. And saving money and having access to parts and accessories and upgrades and things like that. And so we get very active in that space. We're both engineers, so we tend to be a bit technical.
Ah.
But the fun part does kick in from time to time. We just had a lunch yesterday with 130 of our best friends.
Just small, intimate get-together.
Yeah.
Are there any recurring problems that you have to be aware of on a Cardinal?
No, they all run perfectly, and there's no problems at all. So
that would be the best airplane ever built.
So I was going to say, we like to point out that unlike the 172RG or the 182RG, there are no ADs that apply to the retractable gear on the Cardinal, because Sussa was trying to make the next generation of airplane when they made the Cardinal, so they kind of fixed all the problems that they'd learned about on the lesser aircraft, as we like to refer to
them. And they didn't install new problems?
Well, of course they did.
Well, you know, the guys actually told us a story there. When we were in Wichita, we had a fly-in in about 07, and we had about 10 people that had worked on the Cardinals, had built the Cardinals, or were retired, you know, and they came out in their wheelchairs and walkers and things. We had 100 Cardinals at Wichita, which they said was the most amazing thing. They says, we make these things, and it's like sending your kids off to school. They go away, they never write back. We don't know where they've been, what they've been doing.
They said
that when Cessna came to them in 1967 and said, we want you to build a new airplane, it's a clean sheet. It's the first time they've done a clean sheet design. They're not tied to any history. You don't have to bring anything forward. Do it like we should have done it to begin with. And they did. And so it makes it a little bit different, which is why it's important to have an organization to help our mechanics understand what's just a little bit different about this, the things to look for and the parts that are slightly different. You know, the strut is built upside down. No strut is built upside down. Well, it's better, but it's different, right?
Right, right.
So the Cessna guys were very, very proud of their work. And they said, you know, we finally got all those things right that we'd been doing wrong all those years.
It is a very pretty airplane, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's quite a hot rod, too. I got a flight in a Cardinal, and when the pilot put the power to it, you got pushed back in that thing. I was impressed.
And that was a stock engine?
Yeah, the whole of the airplane was as per the factory.
Interesting.
Well, the whole airplane. There's things you can do to make that a little better. The power flow will give you a little more boost off this takeoff like that. And the thing, surprisingly, was the Hartzell Trailblazer prop. When I put that on, the thing just jumps off the line.
Nice.
In fact, one of the fun things to do is if you ever fly formation with a Cessna 150, at 150 speeds, when you hit the throttles, you really jump. And the 150 guys, you know, yeah, watch you shoot away like a pumpkin seed, you know.
Yeah, they're all angry at you.
Yeah, but you see, the 150 guys got an advantage. They'll fly a whole lot slower than you.
Yeah, a couple of them have pointed that out to me in the formation flight. It's really hard to form on them when they're flying below your stall speed.
Although Keith did observe he was flying formation with a 150. You know, they're flying the same speed, and the Cardinal was using less fuel than the 150 was.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
substantially,
that's amazing.
Substantially
that's amazing.
Less, yeah.
Wow.
It's more efficient.
The airport, we both took our initial flight lessons, and we only had half a hangar.
Oh.
And there was a Cardinal in it, so the nose was in, the tail stuck out.
That was
so it was like the cat hiding under the couch, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty airplane. I always liked to get a ride in that, but never did.
Yeah, we like them.
Ha ha.
You know, is that the one you got to ride in?
It's the one I got to ride in.
Of course it is.
And if the kids get a boat, the back seat's got a lot of leg room.
Oh,
so that's
there
you go. It's a little bit unusual for light aircraft.
So it's actually a real back seat.
Yeah.
Well, I'll mention the turbo, too, because I have a turbo, but the Tornado Alley, which is one of the GAMI companies, has that STC now. It's had several owners over the years, but they've really tuned it up, and they advertise it at flight level 177. See how they did that?
Yeah.
It flies 177 knots.
Okay.
So that's an improvement over 145 knots.
That's a significant improvement over 145 knots.
But I don't fly that fast because that's Richa Peak. That's burning like 15, 16 gallons an hour. I pull it back to 11 gallons an hour, get 165 knots, and skip a fuel stop, and I get there sooner.
Right. Right. And then everybody's like, what do you mean you didn't have to fuel up?
Yeah.
Would you consider it a good travel airplane?
Can you
throw a lot of baggage in there?
Yeah.
It's only two people. Yeah, you can throw a ton in there then.
Well, it'll carry four, of course, and you know, it's got pretty good useful load. But the nice thing is it's got more space inside. It's a full 48 inches at the shoulder. And it's bigger than a Bonanza. It's bigger than a 182. You know, it's... It's got a lot of space in there. And if you're used to rubbing shoulders, you know, my wife and I started with a 152, you know, took turns flying it around. And we fit like peas in a pod, you know, so the Cardinal is a real luxury.
So it's like one of those airplanes for that as your marriage progresses.
It's a step-up airplane.
Yeah, you know,
in all the ways.
First you're like, oh, I love you, honey. And then you're like, get out of my, you're in my way.
Well, you know, they say airplanes gain weight over time, all the crap down in the belly and all that. Well, people gain weight over time, too. So, you know, it's all complimentary.
Down in the belly,
yeah.
It's just more fun doing it our way.
Yeah.
That's why you should fly inverted every now and then, right? Shake all that junk out of the bottom.
But it is good. You asked about cargo, so I have a whole house battery in my house. I recently had an opportunity to buy four more of the batteries because California power thing is kind of a weird deal.
Yeah.
So they're 110 pounds a piece. The guy was down, lived like a mile from March Air Force Base, which is now joint use, but they kind of didn't know it. And yeah, I flew in there, and the tower goes, "Oh, a little guy." You know, okay,
nice.
But I pulled, I take the back seat out, pulled in there, had a bunch of straps, strapped down these 410-pound batteries, and you know, fly them on home.
And no problem weight and balance.
No.
I brought home a rototiller one time in the back of my Cardinal.
So. Okay.
Wow. Was it running, Keith?
Not at the time, no. Okay. But it did run pretty well.
We'd like to hear your stories. What have you stuffed in the back
That's
of your
right.
Cardinal?
You know the standard question, right? How many ping pong balls can you
get? That's right. That's right. So you ask about recurring challenges, and you know, I run into that. Well, we run into that in Cardinal Flyers, just because when people come to the airplane, they learn all these kinds of things through us, right? So we have a little section there that says, well, if you're new to the Cardinal, here's some things you should just keep an eye on, right? Just not troublesome things, but just things to be aware of, right?
Right.
And I also do pre-purchase inspections for people that are buying Cardinals, and I have a list of about 250 items.
Oh, so it only takes you, what, 5 minutes?
Well, no, it's actually about a 3-hour thing. I do most of them by video now over a Zoom call.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, sometimes there's a mechanic involved with the other side, and they usually learn about Cardinals, you know, because a good mechanic can see things, you know, on an airframe, but if they know where to look in the special places, they can see special Cardinal things, right?
Right.
So that's where it's pretty useful to do in a video. It's a little bit less, more affordable for them enough to get me out there and everything. And we just kind of go through those special items to look at. Usually they're all fine, but occasionally we find one, and it's good to know about those things.
Especially if you're buying the airplane.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's the average price for a middle-of-the-road Cardinal these days?
Well, that's a number that moves up and down a little bit with the coming and going of COVID and other social elements, right?
50 bucks is a good starting point.
Well,
you may not want a $50 Cardinal, you may not want. But,
yeah. But Mosaic, maybe to the new complicator, already had the issue where some of the older pilots, I'm not naming any names, are having more difficulty getting insurance for retracts. Now with Mosaic, you won't need it. You can do a driver's license medical to fly, we think, the fixed gear, but maybe not the RG. So that's going to cause a difference.
Yeah. Yep. But to answer your question, you know, 100,000 probably gets you into a Cardinal. There's some lower cost ones out there that are maybe need quite a bit of work on them, something. And at the top end, you know, I think the most expensive one's probably been 260, something like that. You know, so paint equipment and interior and engines and options, you know. Well, very, very nice paint for starters, and then really amazing radios. And
all right, so look up the I want to thank you guys for joining us. We've been speaking with Paul Milner and Keith Peterson of the Cardinal Flyers Association. Look
them up. Actually Cardinal Flyers Online is where you'll find it, cardinalflyers.com.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.